You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Onondaga County is investing money into helping the homeless and veterans find more comfortable places to sleep. County Executive Ryan McMahon sees the need for this investment into a tiny home for good.
Many of our veterans come home and they deal with different sorts of mental health and addiction type issues, and this is really a great part of the recovery process.
The county has given the organization $235,000 to build 7 homes. The executive director of A Tiny Home for Good, Andrew Lunetta, and his team have already completed 11 tiny homes around Syracuse, with 4 under construction. Lunetta says since building his first home, construction has changed a lot.
And we've learned a whole lot based on you don't want to open the door and be in the living room or in their bedroom, so we've added closets and foyer spaces.
Lunetta adds that the homes and their residents also have positive impacts on the communities in which they've been built.
You go down to the stretch of Bellevue between Lincoln and South Ave. Just go take a look at how those are maintained, very much thanks to Dale Spicer right here and to the other countless volunteers who have been a part of this. And I think that speaks volumes to how they contribute to the Syracuse community.
2 new tiny homes will be located on Marquette Street, where they broke ground today. The money came from county reimbursements from Medicaid they decided to invest in reducing poverty. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.